WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 79 degrees at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Victims of last month's severe weather can apply for federal assistance at a FEMA Disaster Recovery Center in Bryan starting tomorrow at noon. The center is located on the Bryan High School Blue Campus. FEMA spokeswoman Robin Smith says victims could qualify for what's considered by Congress basic items to be safe and sanitary.
You had maybe 5 television sets in your house. Basic to FEMA is 1, so that they make sure that you can see the news before the next one hits. If you had a 3-bedroom house and your kids have all left home and you're only using 1 bedroom, then 1 bed is basic to FEMA.
The center will also be staffed by representatives of the group Voluntary Organizations Active in Disaster. More information is online at WTAW.com. The city of Bryan continues to tally up the costs of addressing damage from last month's tornado and flooding. Councilman Greg Owens on WTAW's The Infomaniacs has not heard a number or the source of paying city expenses.
I think we were all surprised. We saw water in places that we've never seen before.
As for funding flood protection improvements around Bryan, Owens repeated what he said at a recent council meeting.
I'd be in favor of putting the entire CIP budget towards fixing the flooding issue.
At the last council meeting, an idea from Mike Sutherland to create a new flood protection fund by charging residents $1.75 a month did not receive majority support. A 25-year-old man was hit by a train in College Station early yesterday morning. A spokesman for Union Pacific Railroad identifies the man as a trespasser who was walking south along the tracks parallel to Welburn near Holloman about 5 a.m. UP says the man, who was wearing headphones, attempted to get out of the way of the oncoming train. He was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. No one on the train was injured, and the 110-car grain train headed to Houston did not derail. A College Station home near Barron and Alexandria was the scene of a DPS search warrant early Tuesday morning.
2 men who live at the home on Mullins Loop South and 2 people from Bryan were arrested on felony charges of possessing methamphetamine and other controlled substances. According to the arrest report, one of those inside dumped a large plastic bag full of meth into a toilet as officers were approaching the home. The occupants who were arrested were identified as 25-year-old Christopher Edwards and 37-year-old Reagan Cole. Also arrested, 27-year-old Devin Coleman and 20-year-old Hannah Barton. College Station police arrest 4 men after determining they traded gunfire during a 2-vehicle chase. After a pound and a half of marijuana was purchased with $4,300 in counterfeit money. The arrest reports noted no injuries from the incident. Suspects told police the counterfeit money was to buy an Xbox console. 2 men from Lufkin, 18-year-old Kendall Bryant and 19-year-old Chadwick Garrett, were arrested for having the marijuana and the counterfeit money. 2 men from Iola, 22-year-old Richard Russell and 23-year-old Denzel Edwards, were arrested for using their car to ram the SUV driven by the other men at least 4 times. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
WTAW News Time is 8 minutes after 8. It's 79 degrees. Text us your news, tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe. One more look at news at 8:30, or you can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages. From structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation, Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333. Or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Let's do some weather, shall we? It's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair, the leader in foundation repair for more than 30 years. In addition to fixing slabs and drilling bell-bottom piers, they also do polyurethane concrete raising. For more information, go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. Here we go with numbers.
Hot weather continues to build across the area. In fact, the National Weather Service has put a heat advisory in effect from 10 this morning through 7 p.m. tonight. Lots of sunshine. We're 90 to 95 today. Overnight, it should be partly cloudy and warm with a low of 75. A sunny day tomorrow, highs 90 to 95. Clear through tomorrow night with lows near 75. Sunshine and even hotter during the day on Saturday, highs 95 to maybe 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So police in India have arrested 18 lions.
Excuse me?
How exactly do you do that?
I don't know. I don't want to put the cuffs
They're
on.
Special lion handcuffs?
Yeah, exactly. And who's going to put them on? Yeah. Officials say one of the feline suspects is a murderer suspected of killing 3 people.
Oh, wow.
They plan to take paw prints of all the cats.
This isn't supposed to be funny, but
I know,
it is.
It is, really. Right. In an attempt to identify the culprit, the guilty lion will be incarcerated for life in a zoo. Oh, what, so kids can then climb over the wall?
And it can,
What about all the innocent lions that
are in zoos? Well, it says here the other cats will be released. So they've arrested 18. Let's round up all the lions. Is that it? Put them in a lion lineup. Be a lion up.
Thank you. I see what you did there.
I know. I'm not trying to be fun, but still. I'm just saying. Okay. One thing I forgot to mention about the coffee thing. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So they've reclassified a lot of hot beverages, not just coffee, but tea also. But here's the deal. They say, Time Magazine says they concluded that hot drinks are linked to a higher risk of cancer of the esophagus. The report says there was no equated evidence to classify coffee itself as the agent. It's if it is over 149 degrees.
Not How hot is hot coffee?
I don't know. Now, that's what
I'll
I'm
find
saying.
Out.
Seems like a high temperature there.
Well, if you'll remember, they did the McDonald's suit. How many years ago was that?
The lady
got this coffee spilled on her, so they probably had to turn the thermostats down in the coffee machines. But, I mean...
So, Googling it, I find, which, you know, who knows if I can trust Google anymore.
That's right, yeah.
Hot beverages such as tea, hot chocolate, and coffee are frequently served at temperatures between 160 degrees and 185.
What?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Really? And if it's over 149, then it's a problem?
Yeah, whoops.
Jeez.
Yikes. And then, like, even at some places, you can ask for it extra hot or, you know, I don't know.
Well, you know, we have a deal here where, you know, we got a coffee pot, and some people like the coffee here, and some people don't. And
who likes it, Scott? Who?
No, I don't know, because I don't drink it.
It varies from day to day. Some days, you know,
it's who will tolerate it.
If it's been there for a while.
I got you. But see, here's the deal, and so I've got Jerry. Put on those headphones for a minute. Jerry Henry's here this morning. He's the emergency center coordinator.
Emergency management coordinator.
There you go. Okay.
Jerry, it makes a lot more sense when you can hear what we're saying,
I promise. Well, no, here's the reason I want to bring Jerry into this, because Jerry, how many years you spent in a firehouse?
Oh, I've been a volunteer. I wasn't ever a paid firefighter.
Pull that microphone up close to you. Right, but, I mean, you get in that situation where you got to drink coffee that other people have made. You know what I mean? You've been in that situation,
yes,
right?
Sir.
So now how do you like your coffee? Really, really strong and black, or how do you take your coffee?
Just black, yes.
Yeah,
sir.
That's it. Now, see, and that's why I think, actually, as I've gotten older, I start to put a little bit of cream in coffee. So, Chelsea, what do you do with your coffee?
I will drink it black if it's good coffee.
Yeah.
If it's not, I have to doctor it up just a little
bit. What's good coffee?
The coffee that I make.
Okay, but I mean, what makes it good? The kind of coffee you
just
use? Like
the strength and the, I'll you know, experiment with different kinds. But if I'm drinking it up here, I usually have to add a little something to
okay.
it.
Okay. Well, because, you know, medium roast really is the strongest.
I mean, I appreciate. Actually, the light roast.
You
it
like
has
that?
The, no, oh, light roast has the most caffeine
oh,
in it.
I thought it was medium. Oh,
it's, yeah, a lot of people think dark.
Yes, okay.
But actually, as they roast the beans longer to create that dark flavor, you're actually extracting the caffeine out of it.
So the lighter.
So the lighter, the stronger when it comes to at least the caffeine level.
Wow.
But I do like the taste of a medium or darker roast.
I'm trying to remember. I guess maybe on a weekend I will finish a cup of coffee, but during the week I don't. I mean, I do one cup of coffee. Well, but again, I come here and get my Diet Coke. That's how I get my caffeine.
Yeah.
So that's, you
know, okay.
So I do that, but yeah.
I like my coffee with a little sugar and cream.
All right, so now, all right, Chelsea, so how many ounces of coffee you think you drink a day?
How much is this 30 ounces is in my Yeti?
Wow.
My goodness.
Okay.
And that's just during the show.
Okay, and then that's the next question is when is the last caffeine that you consume?
I try not to consume anything after noon.
Yeah,
because it'll start messing with my sleep a little bit.
Yeah.
But I'm also, I don't know if, you, I guess you eventually create an immunity to it, kind of.
Right.
But I still, I do love the taste of it, though. Yeah. It's not just about the... Yeah.
I drink caffeine till 10 o'clock at night. I'll be
green. Me too.
It doesn't bother me. Yeah, I still can. I just try not to. So
there we go. So coffee's okay, and you can do it. But, that, again, those temperatures are a little higher than I thought they
were. Yeah, me too. Me too.
Because I can't remember the last time I actually had store-bought coffee that I burned my tongue.
Now, and that's what I was going to say. I do wonder, though, how long does it stay at that peak temperature? You know, once it actually gets down to drinking temperature, is it below that 140 or whatever you mentioned?
Yeah. Which reminds me, we need to probably look this up at some point. Those little coffee sleeve things, who invented those? I mean, Starbucks sells a lot, or it has a lot of them. But
there's a bad movie about the guy who did.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. Patrick Dempsey's in it, and it's called Man of Honor. And it's when his best friend's getting married, and he's like her maid of honor. It's a long story. Anyway, but he's like the rich guy because he invented that little coffee sleeve.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I got gotcha.
Yeah.
Thank you.
We'll have to find out.
Got that. All right. Jerry's going, I got more important things.
I know. Sorry, Jerry. Sorry.
I've really got more important things to do.
I've learned all kinds of stuff on Breakfast with Chelsea.
Oh, that's great.
All right, there you go. Breakfast with Chelsea. That's it. Anyway, so he is the emergency management coordinator of Bryan. So, obviously, having you in means something bad has happened to our cities. And once again, this time it was weather-related, but... tell us, as we are now, what, 2 weeks after the fact, was this, I mean, tell me how, I guess, the whole genesis of the thing started that y'all decided this is going to be important enough, raised to the level that you need to open up the center to talk about this emergency.
Yes, sir. Well, number one, I want to thank you for letting us come in here today and visit with you a minute.
You bet.
The process was pretty simple. We heard that there was a tornado on the ground. And that's when we decided to open up the EOC, the Emergency Operations Center. I've got to try to remember not to talk in acronyms today.
Yeah, that's true, because, it's alphabet soup for a whole lot of folks. But now, what is the purpose of the Emergency Center once you get it activated?
The Emergency Operations Center is there to support whatever operations are going on in the field. In other words, we get resources. We try to get the information to the media and to the public. These are decisions that we have to make, whether to do a declaration, and the mayor did do a declaration on this incident. This incident and the activity of this was a lot faster than most things we do. Hurricanes takes a long time to develop. This was something that we knew was on the ground, and thank goodness we didn't have any injuries, and no one died in this incident, so we're very fortunate.
Well, you know, what I guess... people would like to know is, how do you prepare for this? I mean, we've had mock disasters here and that kind of thing when the weather's nice and all that. But what do you guys and gals have to do in preparation for disasters that maybe you can't even imagine would happen here?
Right. Well, the biggest thing is that we're able to work together. And I'm very, very proud of the way that the city of Bryan worked together on this. All the staff and the elected officials all did their part. And it was really a wonderful thing that happened, because that makes everything work. Our public information officers got the information, I believe, to you folks as needed to. And we got the process flowing, and then it kind of takes care of itself. As you work from opening up the Emergency Operations Center, which we call it the CEOC, the Community Emergency Operations Center. Mm-hmm. It's a little different here because we've got all the emergency management coordinators in the same office, and that's a big benefit, because I was in a meeting at Central Fire Station when this happened, and when I got to the Community Operations Center, the other EMCs were already set up and starting to work on this, so we just started working together on it.
That's emergency management coordinator.
Right.
That's the first one. That's not bad. But what's different here, if we want to draw some kind of a parallel to when we had the explosion out north of Bryan, is because this was a weather event, we were actually receiving information from sources other than you, because people were of the event. They were in the middle of it, or they were in Wheeler Ridge or things like that. So our listeners were able to give us some information that, while not official, kind of gave us a scope of it. Right. So now here we are 2 weeks afterwards. Have we been able to put together any kind of numbers to quantify how big this disaster was, what its cost as far as manpower and hours and damage and stuff?
No, sir, I don't have all the numbers yet. We are working on that. There's a the individual process, in other words, the damage assessment for individuals, the public is called the government side. The individual is the citizens portion. And we've gotten the numbers that FEMA will be turning or has turned into the federal government for the declaration. And that was, we had two damaged or destroyed facilities, and that'd be homes. We had 94 that were major damages, and then 92 that were minor. And I believe, I can't remember the number of the affected, but that wasn't all of the ones that were affected. That was just what we looked at the one day that they came in and toured the incident area. And we did that with three members, from one from the state, one from FEMA, and one from the Small Business Administration. And we just drove around the damaged areas, and they looked at the classifications that we had put these facilities in or the homes in, and verified that they were in those classifications. So it's a little process to all this that you've got to follow. And first thing is, you've got to have a declaration from the mayor. That goes up through the county, and then their declaration goes to the state. And then after they verify all this, then it goes up to the federal government.
Right. So y'all are providing the backup information that would go with this declaration, right, so it could be elevated now to the federal level, which brings us to the next thing, and that is, sure, that FEMA is going to open up at Bryan High, I think, for people. And we've had news stories about that. But again, just quickly recap how people might, if they have not done anything, or maybe find out now newly that they are eligible for some sort of relief.
Yes, sir. The FEMA personnel will be opening up that disaster recovery center. It's a DRC.
Okay, there we go. Keep going. Yeah.
Anyway, it'll be set up on Friday at noon. It's when it'll be opened up. And this will run until the need is depleted, so to speak. They'll stay open until July 30th if need be. But they'll be opened up from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. And then on Saturday, 9 till 2. And then they'll be closed on Sunday. And this center will be a facility where you can go in and fill out an application. They'd like for folks to get online or do a phone call to FEMA. And there's directions that I can give you for that also. If you call my office, I can give you that information.
What we'll do is we'll post a story, okay, that'll have your office number on, great, there, and the contact information. Now, the other thing I think people probably need to at least be aware of is the folks they'll be dealing with are not from around here. Is that right?
That's true, yes, sir.
Okay, so they're not locals, and so they're going to maybe need to understand some things geographically that we would think they would know just as second nature. Now, let's go back around to the local level. So, the incident has happened. Now y'all have responded. Do you sit down after the fact and talk about what you did and what you could have done better?
Yes, sir. We have what's called an after-action review, an AAR. And that meeting or presentation will bring all the parties together, all the stakeholders who worked in the incident, and we will discuss and talk about the things that we want to sustain, the things that went well, the things we want to improve. It's not a finger-pointing situation. It's just where you gather the information and try to improve what you did and do better the next time.
When does that happen?
We don't have the date set yet, but usually it's about 2 weeks out or so from when the incidents are over. This one's going to be longer. I didn't even realize it was a week when we had to extend our declaration.
Yeah, I know.
So quickly.
Well, once you get involved in it, that's exactly,
yes,
right.
Sir.
Well, there you go. That's it. Jerry Henry's here this morning. He's the EMC. There, I'll use one right there. I appreciate the time this morning.
Hey, thank you, Scott.
You bet. That's our community segment. It's brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to take just a moment to highlight Stacy Baumgartner for her positive influence and selfless giving and community service. Stacy has served as a veterinarian in Bryan since 2005, and with her commitment to quality pet care, Stacy has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Stacy for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life right here in the Brazos Valley.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit texasregionaleye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, Brad Mitchell in this studio with April Plemons from Long Way Home. Hi, April.
Hi.
How are you guys doing?
I'm well.
And now I see you got little Merida here with us today.
Isn't she beautiful?
She is.
She is. This is Merida. She is about a 10-week old. We're calling her like a Shepherd Lab mix.
Uh-huh.
So she's solid black with a little rust color on the tips. But the reason she came to us is that she was injured after falling out of the back of a truck.
Oh.
So she's got a pretty big scar across most of her face, and unfortunately, she will probably have that the rest of her life.
Mm-hmm.
And she's going into surgery next week to have her rear leg amputated because it was broken pretty badly. But the good news is that she's great with other dogs.
Mm-hmm.
She loves to play, and she is not letting that leg or that scar stop her one bit.
Well, that's great. Well, she looks a little nervous, but you can tell that she's just sweet as all get out. I mean,
she is, and she loves to ride in the car. She's a great travel companion, and she really just loves to play. She's not doing it now, but she really he loves to play, which is great. She's got good home training.
She's exploring her space is what
exactly,
she's doing right now.
Exactly.
But she looks great. Now, I understand you guys also, you're still pushing that coloring book.
Right. So we have the coloring book that is officially available to buy. So you can get that on our website. It's called Fun with Fur Babies. And it's got mazes and coloring pages and all kinds of stuff of varying difficulty levels. So both kids and adults can enjoy it. And then also next Wednesday, the 22nd, we have an event at Boneheads.
Cool.
So we're going to have a low-cost mobile vaccination. If your pets need to get their vaccines updated, we'll have a low-cost vaccination clinic there with Rand Veterinary Services. We'll also have Brazos Valley Derby girls out there skating.
Awesome.
Those girls are awesome.
Very cool.
They're awesome. And then, of course, when you eat at Boneheads, they're going to donate a portion of those proceeds back to us. So we'll have some of our available dogs out there. Bring your dog.
Yeah. Cool.
So it's just going to be a good meet and greet where you get to see the Derby girls skate, get your pup vaccinated, and come say hello.
Now, here's a question. Are you guys going to have the coloring book out there for sale?
We are planning for it to be. We are awesome. Crossing our fingers and hope that it'll officially be here with us.
And that's got pictures that were created by people around town,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, we had volunteers who each did, you know, they either created crossword puzzles or mazes, and Kat McMullen at Peace. Kat McMullen drew some of the pictures. And so all of the pictures in the coloring book are actually pictures of our dogs. So dogs that have been saved from all over the state, dogs, cats, and I think we have button quail too. We have button quail in there too.
That's awesome.
So just some of our rescue babies that have made it into the coloring book, and that's something that you can enjoy year-round. So coloring book is available on our website. Merida is available to adopt on our website. And then next Wednesday at Boneheads, we're going to have dinner, derby, and dogs.
Awesome. So if you want information on that event at Boneheads, if you want information on Merida or that coloring book, just go to mylongwayhome.org and get in touch with April and the people over there at Long Way Home Adoptables. Thanks, April.
Thank you.
Acme Glass has always understood that when glass needs to be replaced, quite often there are some safety issues concerned and maybe some security issues as well. Acme Glass, more than happy to respond quickly to that. Can be glass that needs to be replaced in your home, your vehicle, or maybe your business, and they will do that for you. And time was when Acme Glass opened in 1946 that what they did as far as glass replacement was kind of different. Now they understand that out in the field, installation is something that needs to be done, whether it's on a piece of equipment or on your vehicle. Chip repair. Couldn't even do that when Acme Glass opened up. And now they do chip repair that takes you just a few minutes, and your insurance quite often pays for it. And also, when they opened in 1946, because they didn't know about chip repair, if you buy a windshield from Acme Glass, you get free chip repair for as long as you own the vehicle. Just one of the things that the Moorheads do to keep up with the times. Glass itself, still basically what it was, but the way that you use it has changed drastically, and they've changed right along with it. Two locations to serve you in downtown Bryan on Main Street and in College Station across from the main entrance at A&M. It's Acme Glass.
Kim Commando here. Apple's Worldwide Developers Conference is underway in Cupertino, California. In the midst of proclaiming all the exciting changes coming to Siri and the operating system software that runs iPhones, iPads, watches, Apple TVs, and Macs, there's a huge announcement that no one's talking about. If you own any Apple gear, listen up. You may still love to use your iPhone 4S, which was released in 2011, but you'll no longer receive updates for the operating software. The same sad news applies to owners of the iPad 2, the iPad 3, the iPad mini, and the fifth generation iPod Touch. Apple says the new operating system software is just too advanced to run on this older hardware. What does this mean? Regular updates to your operating system software are constantly fixing problems, Without these updates, you could be vulnerable to hackers as they look for new ways to target victims. My advice? Sell it all on eBay now. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. All right, let me ask you a question. What's on your list of fun things to do this weekend? I'm guessing that it doesn't include backing up your computer files. Well, backup is never on my to-do list because I have Carbonite. Carbonite backs up your files to the cloud whenever you're connected to the internet, and they do it automatically and securely, so you don't even need to think about it. And since your backed up files will be safely in the cloud, this is so cool. You can access them on any computer or on your smartphone or tablet with a free Carbonite app. You know, I've been a Carbonite customer for many years, and I wouldn't recommend it to you unless I knew it was the best. I trust Carbonite with all my irreplaceable files, and so can you. Just be sure to use my name, Kim, because you're going to save 30% off Carbonite Cloud Backup, plus get 2 free bonus months when you buy a subscription. So hurry up and go to Carbonite.com before it's too late, and be sure to use offer code Kim. That's Carbonite.com, offer code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com for the Kubota dealer nearest you.
WTAW News Time is 8:31. 80 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. Two men from Iola and two men from Lufkin were arrested by College Station police after the suspects fired guns at each other during a chase after $4,300 in counterfeit money was used to buy a pound and a half of marijuana.
Investigators used traffic cameras to track the pursuit and collect spent ammunition from the incident early Tuesday morning. Police recovered 5 handguns along with the drugs and 43 $100 counterfeit bills. 22-year-old Richard Russell and 23-year-old Denzel Edwards of Iola were arrested for ramming their car into the SUV at least 4 times. Two men inside the SUV, 18-year-old Kendall Bryant and 19-year-old Chadwick Garrett of Lufkin, were arrested for having the marijuana and the counterfeit money. The suspects say the transaction involved buying an Xbox console and not any drugs. A College Station man spent his 37th birthday in jail after he and 3 others were arrested on multiple drug charges. This followed a search of a home early Tuesday morning on Mullins Loop South, which is near Barron and Alexandria. According to the arrest report from a DPS investigator, Reagan Cole denied dumping a large plastic bag of methamphetamine into the master bedroom toilet as officers were approaching the home. The search yielded 9 syringes loaded with meth, hundreds of used syringes throughout the home, and other drugs and paraphernalia. Also arrested was Cole's roommate, 25-year-old Christopher Edwards, along with 20-year-old Hannah Barton and 27-year-old Devin Coleman O'Brien. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
Union Pacific Railroad officials say a 25-year-old man is fortunate to have survived after being hit by a train in College Station early yesterday morning. Spokesman Jeff DeGraff says the man was trespassing as he was walking south along the tracks parallel to Welburn when he was hit near Holloman about 5 a.m. DeGraff says the man, who was wearing headphones and attempted to get out of the way of the oncoming train, was taken to the hospital with serious injuries. No one on the train was hurt. The 110-car grain train, which was headed to Houston from Kansas, did not derail and resumed its trip about 1 hour later. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests is turning its attention to this week's Southern Baptist Convention. Network President David Closey, who is in St. Louis, is urging church leaders not to allow Baylor University to rehire head football coach Art Briles.
It deters other people who have been sexually victimized, who are on the cusp, perhaps, of picking up the phone and calling the police and prosecutors and exposing criminals.
Closey says we need to get over our idea that if you sing or act or coach or play sports well enough, you can get away with sexual assault and other crimes. The city of Bryan has announced a FEMA disaster recovery center will open tomorrow at noon to assist individuals with property losses from last month's severe weather who are covered in the recent federal declaration. FEMA spokeswoman Robin Smith says federal assistance is limited to what is considered basic items to be safe and sanitary, but the FEMA application can put you in touch with voluntary organizations active in disaster.
You actually may be able to get put in contact with a variety of other organizations that may be able to help you with other things.
Smith expects there will also be representatives from the Small Business Administration.
And in a disaster, the Small Business Administration actually has a department that is not just for businesses, it is for homeowners and renters as well.
The center will be located at Bryan High School's Blue Campus. More information is online at WTAW.com. Bryan residents who say they've been attempting for 6 years to close a loophole in a zoning ordinance were told action will be taken in August.
We may possibly have been dragging our feet in some area.
Councilman Greg Owens was asked on WTAW's The Infomaniacs about addressing the residential neighborhood conservation rules so the city can enforce no more than 2 unrelated occupants per home.
There's a lot of people involved in this, and keep in mind the members of the P&Z Commission are volunteers, and they have schedules too, and they work too. And there's a subcommittee that needs to go over this.
City Secretary Mary Lynn Strada says the council cannot act until they receive a recommendation from planning and zoning.
The council just can't up and do that. That has to be routed through the P&Z first. And they do have the ordinance that was drafted to amend the current ordinance. And they are looking at it, and they will be sending forward a recommendation to the council, we think, fairly soon.
Public speakers at the last council meeting says the city has lost 2 court cases due to the loophole in the current regulations. The Hastings store in Bryan remains open after the company files for Chapter 11 bankruptcy protection, but there are new restrictions. From the Hastings website, their gift cards expire July 13th. The company's buyback program has been suspended. It no longer rents games, and they will no longer accept or honor deposits for movie purchases. More information about Amarillo-based Hastings bankruptcy is online at WTAW.com. And Donald Trump's campaign schedule in Texas has been announced. Tonight, he'll be in Dallas at Gilly's for an event that begins at 7. Tomorrow night, Trump is in the Woodlands for an event at the Waterway Marriott that also starts at 7. Doors open for both appearances at 4 p.m. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 80 degrees. You can always text us your news, tips, photos, and videos any time of the day to 979-695-1620. I'll have more news for you today at noon or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Having your own swimming pool is a great way to ensure fun and relaxation for your entire family. By adding a swimming pool to your backyard, it's an investment in your home's value that should only be trusted to professionals. The Pool Guy has over 30 years' experience building, renovating, and servicing swimming pools and spas. The Pool Guy will enhance your backyard with a beautiful, structurally superior swimming pool within a comfortable budget that will meet your every desire. The Pool Guy will earn your trust, protect your investment, and provide your family a swimming pool with a lifetime of pleasure.
Call 575-6200. The Pool Guy.
Boudreaux, the crawfish man from Crawfish to Go, got his own restaurant, Cajun's Bayou Grill.
I'm a Cajun man.
Cajun food from scratch. Cajun's Bayou Grill cooks up all of your Cajun favorites, from gumbo and etouffee to po' boys, red beans and rice and more. Yeah, we got that. Cajun's Bayou Grill. It's in South Carlin Station in the community of Welburn. It's only minutes from the congestion. Just one block north of the Hullabaloo Diner. Open Tuesday through Saturday. Google that. Cajun'sBayouGrill.com.
You're unique. So why is your mattress one size fits all? Because a custom mattress costs thousands. Until now. Hi, I'm Christian von Rickenbach, founder of HelixSleep.com, where you can buy a mattress online, customized for you, for hundreds of dollars instead of thousands. Go to HelixSleep.com, answer a few simple questions, and we build you the most comfortable mattress you'll ever sleep on. Shipping is free, and you have 100 nights to try it out. Go to HelixSleep.com/try now and get $50 off your order. HelixSleep.com/try now.
8:38, our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder. And Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Hot and getting hotter, but we're headed into summertime weather. National Weather Service putting a heat advisory up today, 10 a.m. through 7 p.m. this evening. Sunshine and 90 to 95 today. Overnight, we're partly cloudy, lows near 75. Tomorrow, sunny, highs will be 90 to 95. Clear skies tomorrow night with a low of 75. It's going to be sunny Saturday. Temperature Saturday afternoon between 95 and 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
So I've got one of these little headline stories. It's just a little one-line deal that I have the option to go expand on if I want to. And the one line was, they just released the list of most mosquito-prone cities in the U.S. So I go in, I go Google News, most mosquito-prone cities, And the number one story that pops up is GOP, delete your presumptive nominee. What does that have to do with mosquitoes?
Did you get this from Google?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. And then we have the day-biting disease spreading Asian tiger mosquito.
That's
from New York Times Magazine back in on June the 1st.
Huh.
So I don't understand. Anyway, but because what it said is Washington, D.C. scored really high because their mosquitoes go after everyone. But they're bipartisan mosquitoes? Is that what that is?
Washington scored so high because there's so many bloodsuckers out there?
That could very well be it. But I'm just thinking, you know, it's like a whole lot of other things. You're really not concerned that Oshkosh, Wisconsin has terrible mosquitoes because you're not up there, okay? Mm-hmm. You know what? If you're where you are and you get bitten, you figure that's bad enough, huh?
Certainly Houston's pretty high on that list.
I would think so.
I would think so, yeah.
They used to have a Miss Mosquito contest down in Miss Skeeter contest. No, I Googled that.
Well, the
Miss Skeeter contest.
There's a like a farm league baseball team in the Katy area, and I'm pretty sure they're called the Skeeters.
Okay, well, that would make sense. And yeah. I guess that's all you can do is have fun with it.
Right, right.
Because it is what it is.
Yep.
All right, either of you sushi people?
Yes.
Oh, I love sushi.
Okay, good. All right, hey, it's a trifecta. Woo-hoo. So, when you order sushi, you usually get wasabi on the side.
Mm-hmm.
A little green paste, okay? Quite spicy. So, what is it? The wasabi plant grows naturally in river bends in Japan, China, Taiwan, Korea, and New Zealand. It is almost impossible to grow commercially. Oh, no.
Interesting.
Real wasabi.
I bet we can do it in Texas.
Heck yeah. Real wasabi until grated from the root is not spicy. When it is grated in a circular clockwise motion, a paste is formed and hot vapors are released.
Huh. I knew this because I watched Chopped.
Oh.
There you are.
Does it have to be clockwise?
Well, apparently so. And it says wasabi loses its strength after a mere 15 to 20 minutes.
Hmm.
So it needs to be served immediately after it's turned into a paste.
Huh.
And actually, one time we ate at what I guess you'd consider an upscale
sushi
place, and they did the fresh wasabi.
Oh.
And it was ginormously hotter. It really, really is. Real wasabi is that, and then they had pink ginger.
The ginger,
right.
Yeah.
White stuff. That is not an extra little sliver of salmon, people.
Yeah, no.
I made that mistake.
Well, you don't like ginger?
No.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah,
okay.
At least that ginger, I'm not a fan.
That one is a little bit more intense.
It's
supposed
to be like a palate cleanser, right?
Right,
I think that's the
idea. In between pieces. Mm-hmm.
Real wasabi is very expensive. That's why the wasabi that we have in U.S. America pretty much is an imposter.
Mm.
It is a dyed blend of horseradish powder and mustard.
Oh, so it's not even real wasabi.
Right, two similar roots that are far cheaper, and actually wasabi is smoother tasting than the horseradish mushroom. And that's the thing, is I guess as time's gone on, and I like spicy food, it covers up, I guess if you go someplace where it has bad sushi, then it's good to have the wasabi and the soy sauce. But if it's good, then not so much.
Well, I heard that it helps, and this could be a total lie. I don't know.
Okay.
I heard that, you know, because I'll put it in, a little bit of it in my soy sauce as well, because I've heard that if there is any kind of, you know, lingering bacteria on your sushi, it helps kill that.
Oh, that's interesting.
So it actually makes it a little bit safer to eat sushi, which, I mean, hopefully you're at a nice enough place.
The
wasabi.
Yeah, now that sounds like probably propaganda from the wasabi manufacturer.
Yeah.
Lose more wasabi.
But I don't mind a little bit of a kick from it. But yeah, I'm not a huge, huge fan of using too much of it.
The other thing is, instead of creating a sensation in your tongue and your mouth, real wasabi will affect your nasal passages more.
Uh-huh.
So you'll feel the spice up there.
Clear those senses
right up. That's when you know that it's the real thing.
Okay.
But again, it's okay. But good sushi is, you know, all right.
Yeah, I don't even do the wasabi.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld's Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee returns to Crackle today.
All right.
Season guests will include Lorne Michaels. Why? He's not a comedian. I mean, he's very talented. John Oliver, the guy who you know from Last Week Tonight. Judd Apatow, who's a pretty funny guy. Also, Margaret Cho, Jim Gaffigan, and J.B. Smoove will be on that, so if you care. Now, I don't know if we discussed it before you guys were on the show, I think. Billy Bob Thornton will be coming back to TV. He'll be starring in his first starring role in 20 years, a new series called Trial by David E. Kelly, who's done a series or two. The series on Amazon Prime will also star William Hurt as well. Now, 9 months later, they've decided to change the name of the show to Goliath, but Billy Bob and William Hurt will still be on there, as will Dwight Yoakam.
Oh.
Now, when did it say was the last time Billy Bob starred in a TV show?
His first starring role in 20 years in a new series.
He was in Fargo, wasn't he? That Fargo TV show a couple years ago.
I guess they didn't call that the starring role. I don't know. Maybe so. Maybe it. Anyway, and if you remember, if you saw Sling Blade, did you see Sling Blade?
Oh, yeah, it repairs them,
huh? That's right. Yeah, he was. Chelsea, have you seen Sling Blade?
No, no.
It's real good, I tell you what.
Yeah, it's an interesting show. I don't know if you like Billy Bob Thornton or not.
I was thinking I'm going to take me some of these potatoes home with me.
Because if you've seen him in Friday Night Lights, and you've seen him in this, it's two different things. It's like he's an actor.
I like the way you talk, too.
Yeah, exactly. And Dwight Yoakam was in that as well. So anyhow, so that'll be coming up. Weird Al Yankovic is boxing up his career.
What?
Well, I mean, he's putting together a 15-disc box set.
You got me.
Oh, are you kidding me? Oh,
I would buy that. I like Weird Al.
Well, he is. He's really interesting. We had the story about him that artists generally will let him do their songs, which is pretty cool. I think we also mentioned he got an architecture degree.
Yeah.
It's a little bit different. Anyway, the 15 box set, all the albums from the 1983 debut through 2014's Mandatory Fun. And the box will be in the shape of an accordion.
Of course.
Yeah, why not?
Nice.
He's supposed to be a real nice guy, too.
Yeah, the interview I saw him with Dan Rather, he was. Napster is back.
Napster.
Really?
Is it music, right?
Yep. Yes. That's how long they've been gone.
Yeah.
As Rhapsody, the music streaming service Rhapsody announced yesterday that its U.S. operations will now be under the Napster brand. But there will be, quote, no changes to your playlists, favorites, albums, and artists. Same music, same service, same price.
Why do they even need it then?
I don't know. They bought Napster site from Best Buy in 2011 and started using that name everywhere in the world except here. That's it.
It's so, like a nostalgia value? I don't get it.
Maybe so. Well, again, I guess they were rolling it out around the world under that name. And so just from a branding standpoint, maybe they decided that was it.
Huh.
All right, here's a shock. Despite evidence showing that we gain less weight and save an average of $9 per meal when we cook for ourselves at home, U.S. Americans are eating at home less. The latest data shows Americans are spending more at bars and restaurants than they are on groceries. We're talking $55 billion as opposed to $52 billion. First time this has ever happened in recorded history. And I wonder if part of that or how much a part of that is a change in the familial unit.
Oh, yeah.
How many
single people?
Exactly. Mm-hmm. More single people or people without children necessarily.
Right.
All of those things could have something to do with it. But again, consider that that's the first time that has ever happened in recorded history. So if you wonder why they do keep adding restaurants to Bryan College Station every place else.
I was going to say,
there's a demand.
If it's because they're like me, it's just because they're just lazy.
That's what I was thinking, too.
And whatever reason. But the thing is, too, if you think about it, it's Chelsea, you talk about how you like to eat healthy whenever you possibly can. And, you know, it's much harder to do that in a restaurant than it is to do it at home.
Absolutely.
Because you make it at home and you know. But if your lifestyle is such that that's not going to work for you, then, you know, you go out and grab something.
Yeah, I think the family dynamic, as you mentioned, Scott, you know, you've got less moms staying at home and, you know, more women in the workforce who aren't, cooking dinner necessarily every night either. So even when they do have a family, they may be just running out and grabbing something on the way home. You've got more kids involved in stuff. I lived in a drive-through, like a fast food drive-through when I was little because we were always on the run to softball and volleyball practice and stuff like that.
As long as you're in an active lifestyle and you do that and more, you'll see it now. I was in a big city grocery-torium yesterday, but you see it there, the options that you have for prepared meals that just need to be heated, and they're healthy choices, I think.
Right.
They've already put everything together for you. You just need to either cook it or just heat it up at home, and I think they do that. We had the story about Martha Stewart getting together with a company, and again, that's not cheap. And I guess I wonder what you consider that. If you buy the food prepared in the grocery store and then you bring it home and cook it, that's really not home-cooked food,
no,
right? Because you didn't take it and do that right there. So anyhow, just choices you make. Tonight is season premiere of Home Free. I know you've been wondering. Former football star Tim Tebow and his contractor Mike Holmes, new co-host for the second season. I mean, I missed the entire first season of Home Free. Chelsea had to go off and do another paper route. We'll have to ask her about that when she comes back.
I didn't even know you were missing it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Amish Furniture for Generations has beautiful office furniture just for you. Every type of office furniture to fit your specific needs. On exquisite handcrafted solid wood desks and chairs, credenzas, bookshelves, file cabinets, and more. Your office says a lot about your business. So make a statement with quality American-made office furniture from Amish Furniture for Generations on Boonville Road, just past Kroger in the Old Town Boonville Shopping Center.
Hey, Brassus Valley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Worshmeyer's. Michael has a brand new burger of the month, the Angus Black Bean Burger. Nobody blends beef like we do, and this time we start by sauteing onions, garlic, and jalapenos. We add some cilantro and cumin, then blend all that into our mashed black beans. Next, we fold that mixture into our 100% fresh, never frozen black Angus beef for a flavor unlike anything you've ever had. It's almost like enjoying a chili cheeseburger, except this one doesn't require a bib. Served on a warm challah bun with melted pepper jack cheese, fresh crisp lettuce, ripe red tomato slices, and a touch of mayo, it's a burger not to be missed. Once you've enjoyed that Angus black bean burger, finish it off with this month's specialty dessert, a slice of our homemade lemon mousse pie. It's perfect for springtime. Made with a light lemon filling on a graham cracker crust with raspberry sauce, it's a sweet end to a wonderful meal without that heavy, why did I eat all that feeling? Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station. Home of the Banger Burger, the Brazos Valley's first and still best gourmet burger.
Van Dyke Rankin Insurance would like to take just a moment to highlight Stacy Baumgartner for her positive influence in selfless giving and community service. Stacy has served as a veterinarian in Bryan since 2005, and with her commitment to quality pet care, Stacy has fundamentally shaped our hometown for the better. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance recognizes Stacy for making a deep and lasting impact on the quality of life right here in the Brazos Valley.
8 till News Talk 1620 WTW. Okay, so Chelsea, if I say to you the TV show Home Free.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
All right. Former football star Tim Tebow will be contractor Mike Holmes' new co-host for the second season. It's on Fox at 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, now
it's
I'm watching.
It's the season premiere, yes. This season, each team will be competing to win the ultimate dream home for their hero in a beautiful new neighborhood. What they don't know is that they are also competing for their own grand prize. Oh, that sounds fabulous.
Mm. Yeah. What'd they do the first season?
Yeah, I'm not sure. So we just ran a commercial for Amish Furniture for Generations, which is, you know, a really interesting company because it's solid wood furniture and it's bench built. And how far afield could that be from IKEA? Or, as we found out,
IKEA.
It's supposed to be pronounced IKEA. They are opening a museum. IKEA's cultural impact has been so widespread, it's being documented in a museum. Now you can visit Sweden and learn about moderately priced flat pack furniture.
I was going to say, is the museum's shelf life about 5 years?
Exactly. And
it's
going
to be hard to put together.
And it has a little Allen wrench by everything, whatever that is. Anyway, the
extra pieces.
The Swedish furniture giant is opening a museum to showcase more than 20,000 items from the archives in a Swedish
Their town. Stores themselves are museums.
They are.
It takes you, 3 hours just to get through them. They're kind of cool. They are. They can
no,
be
No, they're
fun.
Not.
Yeah.
Anytime when they put arrows on the floor to tell me how I'm supposed to go through
their
store.
It's like a maze.
Store.
I know.
It is like a museum, though, because by the time you get to the line with your stuff, it's already ancient.
Yeah. Well, and again, as we've mentioned, it's a non-profit company. It is a nonprofit company.
Yeah.
So there you go. Which means they don't pay taxes. All right.
Yeah. Good for them.
And everything. Yeah. And everything you get is in a box. And don't forget they have lots of. Well, they used to. Now they don't necessarily. They used to have a lot of sharp corners. I mean, mm-hmm. they do have some softer things now. But anyway, we've all bought it, right? I mean,
yep.
We all have bought it. So, all right. So, dating apps that have the most women. I left this till the end of the show. What dating apps offer the best chance of meeting someone you are interested in? Which apps do online daters use the most? Number one is Tinder at 25%. Number two is Plenty O' Fish at 19%. And then almost everything after that is really way down the list. eHarmony, which advertises a lot, is at 9%.
Yeah, because you have to pay for it.
Oh, okay. All right. Is Tinder free?
Is Tinder is free, and okay. So is, I'm pretty sure Plenty of Fish is free as well.
Which apps have the highest proportions of women? Number one is Christian Mingle at 58%. Okay, so if I do my math right, that means that like 42% is male, right?
Correct. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well.
Oh, excuse me. No, that's not right. There's probably another 1% in there that we have to shuffle. Depends on what day of the week it is.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Coffee Meets Bagel is number two. eHarmony is number three. Number four is OkCupid. Number five is Bumble. Now, so I have two single people here. Have you heard of all of these?
I've heard of all of those things.
I have two.
Okay. All right. Now I'm going to go on to the second five. Match. There's Tinder again. Mm-hmm. POF, Clover, and Happn.
Clover and Happn I've not heard of.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
And they're at 40% each. Those are the last two. And so anyway, that's where it is. And I can't speak to that because obviously I know, again, with two single people, it's got to be a completely different world that has changed in just the last couple of years, which, again, I'm not sure if that's good or bad. We'll have to have this. We'll have to have this discussion at some time when we don't have 3 minutes left
right.
in the
yeah.
show.
Right. Yeah, because there's some interesting points to different
exactly.
of the ones that you just mentioned.
And so that's we will. We'll put that on the to-do list to talk about at some point in the future.
Okay.
Can you see clearly while driving? If your vision is hindered by chips and cracks in your windshield, come see Acme Glass today at either one of our two locations. Or if time won't allow, Acme Glass can come to you with their mobile on-site installation. Acme Glass also offers state inspections and free chip repair and lifetime warranty on your windshield purchased from Acme. With over 60 years of service in the Brazos Valley, that's Acme Glass.
What car line has the North American Car of the Year, the Green SUV of the Year, and the only car to be on Car and Driver's 10 Best list a record 30 times? Only Honda. That's why every other car brand has Honda Envy. I mean, in 2016 alone, they redesigned the Accord, Civic, and Pilot, launched the brand new HR-V, and there's a new truck to love with the relaunch of the 2017 Ridgeline coming soon. And this is not a case of quantity over quality. The 2016 Civic was named the 2016 North American Car of the Year. The 2016 Accord was named to Car and Driver's 10 Best list for a record 30th time. And the 2016 HR-V was just named the 2016 Green SUV of the Year by Green Car Journal. So don't be envious. Shop your Central Texas Honda dealers and start something special with incredible savings on a Honda today. Online at CentralTexasHondaDealers.com. Car and Driver, January 2016. For more information, visit GreenCarJournal.com.
Texas loves Honda.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M Athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full-service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
News Talk 1620, WTAW, about a minute till. Sean Penn has such a deep love for red meat, he actually almost named his son Hopper after it. Hopper Penn says his dad wanted to name him Steak because he loved it so much. Hopper's mom, that's Robin Wright. You know her from House of Cards. Yeah. So she would not go for that. Makes sense, that's, I guess.
I guess it's not that much weirder than Apple.
Yeah, probably right.
Steak pen.
We have a mobile nap pod now called Napify, helping the tired catch up on a quick sleep.
When's Mr. Downs getting those for us?
Yeah, the unit looks like a regular truck and trailer, but once customers step inside, they crawl into one of the four nap pods. They are 4 feet by 4 feet by 7 feet, include a bed, a pillow, and a side table. You get the session for 40 minutes. Napify currently putting people to sleep in California.